Now, what did we learn in Sunday school today?
Father's Day.
Father's Day. That's right. Today is Father's Day. I have a Bible verse. It's called Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Our Bible verse for today says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention. Gain understanding." How many of you listen to the wise things that your father says to you? Do you listen to your father when they talk to you? Huh? No? Do you listen to your father? Huh?
Yes,
I knew you would.
I did.
To prove my point, I have a list of the top 10 sayings of a wise father. I am sure that you have heard many of them, and I'm sure all of us in our days with our fathers. Number 10, this is one of the wise things they say. Why? Because I said so. That's why. And we've all heard that one. Just wait till you have kids of your own. My mom used to always tell me, "I hope your kids jump on your furniture as much as you jumped on ours." What did I just get finished telling you? How many times do I have to tell you? This is going to hurt me more than it does you.
Come on.
Do I look like I'm made out of money? We still say that to our kids. Number 5. Not now. I'm watching the game. You can't interrupt the game. Number 4. When you break your leg, don't come running to me. And number 3. No, we are not lost. We're just going in circles. Number 2. Be quiet. Can't you see I'm trying to think? And the number 1 on the top of the list of wise fathers is, how should I know? Ask your mother. Well, maybe your father doesn't always have the right answers, but God has blessed most of you with a godly father, and he has commanded you to show him honor and respect. You should always remember to pray for your father and ask God to give him the wisdom he needs to train you in the way of God wants you to grow. I think it would also be a good thing to say a word of thanks to your father. Thank him for providing for your physical needs, the house you live in, the food you eat, the clothes you wear. Thank him for the wisdom he shares, even though he may not always have all the answers. Finally, thank him for living a godly life and setting a good example for you to follow. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your fathers, and we pray that you will bless them with the wisdom needed to be a good father. Amen.
Amen.